This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Asma, and I have the privilege to be your host for today's discussion. Well, here with me, I have two very dear and credible guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Muzaffar. It's been so long since the last time I met you two, and today I am over pleased to have you both in one picture. Okay, ladies, first I will start with you, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you doing?
Assalam. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. I'm
doing great, alhamdulillah.
Thank God.
Totally psyched to be here with you guys.
So pleasure to be with you. And you, brother, assalamu alaikum, and how's life?
Wa alaikum salam. Life is good, alhamdulillah. And I'm here after such a long time.
And yes, great and to be back. It's great to be with you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
So, just as the ritual of this program, I would love you two to give me a very short introduction about yourself. And let's start with you, brother Muzaffar.
Yeah, so I'm Muzaffar Haider. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised in the UK. I'm studying in the Hausa. And now I occasionally show up at IRIB English Radio and discuss some interesting topics with you.
Of course. Topics.
Of course. And you, sister?
I'm Zainab. I'm a student of philosophy.
Today, we're going to talk about self-confidence, and also, I guess, it's interrelated to self-esteem somehow. And I have read somewhere something very interesting. It said that we gradually start to raise some self-confidence as we are in our teens, and then this would come to its peak when we're in our middle ages.
Mm-hmm.
It starts to come to a decline when we are starting to get into 60. So
really?
It was very nice because I know pretty much of people who have lost their self-confidence in their middle age or even, let's say, when they're very young.
It's really
and
sad,
I'm sure
yeah.
you've seen some of those people as well in
yeah.
your life. And
yeah.
it happens because as human beings, we are living a life which is filled with problems, sometimes personal failures in your job, in your schooling, in your education, I mean, or, I don't know, family dramas or whatever sort of issues that might happen into your life, then it would take a lot of your confidence from you. It's just like time is stealing whatever you have esteemed in yourself, whatever trust you have in yourself. Time will take it from you.
From my understanding, self-esteem and self-confidence establishes in a person by the time they're two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very nice.
And it comes along with their sense of self-identity.
Mm-hmm.
By the time a child is 2 years old, they already have a degree of self-esteem and who they are. Right?
Makes sense, yeah.
Understanding
and
of
that
themselves.
Meaning that the only medium in the cosmos which could have ingrained this into them was their parents/siblings. But again, if the parents did a good job with building self-confidence for the siblings, the siblings will usually not harm the little ones.
So let's put it this way, because you know, based on different statistics, it would differ, and maybe. Because there's a slight of difference between self-esteem and self-confidence, you say it happens in when you are 2 years old.
By the time you're two, yeah.
And I said in our teens. Well, what I read in that article was about gradually starts to raise in you that urge, that heritage of confidence. It's true that when we are children, we have sort of self-esteem, but as we grow older, as our understanding of the environment starts to grow, it would turn into confidence. I don't know if you two agree with me or not.
But no, yeah, I do.
By the age when we are 13, 14 and above that, we start to understand that there is something like confidence in ourselves, like we trust ourselves.
Yeah, I see at that age you start to become more self-aware and aware
yeah.
of the world around you.
But wouldn't that be detrimental to your confidence, though?
Uh-huh.
What is detrimental?
Becoming self-aware. the more self-conscious you are, the less confident. Then kids are like, so they have no insecurities whatsoever unless a parent has instilled it in them. You know, a child can just go around being super goofy, wearing the craziest outfit, talking the absolute most nonsensical gibberish, and they're gonna think they're the most fantastic thing on the face of earth. And you know what? Whoever tells them otherwise can burn in hell, because that child really is the most fantastic thing ever. And then they become older and older, and you know, hit their teens per se. They go into a different stage of society, and enters jerks. Which actually start telling them that you are not that fabulous.
Putting it so forward.
And that confidence breaks. And again, if the parents did a proper job at really fortifying that sense of self-esteem, self-respect and confidence in the child, sense of value in the child, they'll be able to fight it off and, you know, tell the bullies to
From what you said, I get it this way, that if there is a teen of 15 years old and they have lost their confidence in themselves, it's due to their parents.
No.
I was just going to say that, actually.
It's usually a parent?
Yes. Look at how Islam is telling us to respect our parents, right?
Exactly.
And to obey your parents. Not obey them. Respect them and love them. Be kind to them. Be compassionate towards them.
Yeah, respect them and be kind to them. It doesn't even say obey or love them.
Right
so
now.
So important.
Yeah, yeah. Obedience isn't there, guys. It's just something that your parents told you. But the reality is that I've just cracked a huge nut right now. Why is Islam telling us to respect our parents and love them? It's really difficult to do that.
It's not because
they're perfect. It's because they're imperfect.
So I'm going to make it obligatory upon you to love and respect them.
Let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back to your audience. This is IRIB English Radio. We are having a discussion in your Back to Reality. We were talking about confidence. And now, as a grown-up, I have confidence and I've lost it. So, how shall I regain all that confidence in myself? Is there any way to get it back?
It's so important to find out how you lost it, at what age you lost it. And this confidence that you had, was it self-made or was it something that was genuinely nurtured into you by your family?
So imagine that the person who has lost his or her confidence has lost it, as just according to what you said, due to their wrong parenting.
Supposedly, okay, whatever the situation, you lost a chunk of your confidence for whatever the reason. Or even you were raised with little confidence, right?
Yeah.
And then now you've reached an age where you realize that confidence is so crucial to your growth and success in life, you would like to develop it now.
Yeah. So what do you recommend?
I recommend therapy, first and foremost, because who doesn't need it, really? And secondly, this change of mindset is so important. I read once.
By the way, it's very difficult. This mindset, changing it, is just a drudgery.
Yeah, it takes a while, but you'll get there. And once you do, a whole new world opens up to you. Confidence isn't believing that everyone's going to like me. Confidence is knowing that they might not like me, and that's still okay. So confidence is a total
inward thing.
It's a very inward thing to feel that, okay, I'm good enough. God put me on this on the face of earth for a reason. He sustained and supported and protected and rooted for me throughout all these years, no matter what who said. And also, it's very important, secondly, so number one is...
therapy.
Number one is therapy. Number two is realizing that you're good enough.
Yeah.
Like on a basic human level, God put you
value
here for a reason.
Yourself.
Yes, as a human being, as life.
Yeah.
Right? And then third, which is something really important, and I feel like a great section, a great populace of the society undermine it a lot, is actually bring something to the frickin' table.
You know what I mean? Achieve something.
Actually develop values in yourself. Make yourself a valuable person. Train yourself to
worthy
be able to
trust,
yes, contribute to whatever space it is that you're taking up. And then you will feel like, hey, this is what I can bring to the table. This is what I can do. This is what I have trained myself to accomplish in order to make the world a better
show
place.
Show off your talents.
And, you know, it will speak for itself.
Yeah.
You know, that sometimes comes with taking up responsibilities in your life.
Learning new things.
Learning new things.
Yeah.
Gaining knowledge. And something else that's super duper important, and I'm just going to stop talking.
Yeah. We're enjoying, actually.
Developing necessary and proper social skills. Because psychologically, I said I wouldn't do it. I know, right? Right?
Yeah. I was trying to say that.
A child is supposed to be socialized.
It's nice to hear that from an introvert.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
No, I understand
the
irony of it all.
She just doesn't want to
practice what you preach.
I understand the irony of it all, but I'm happy the way I am, you know?
Yes, that's
the
okay.
Psychologically speaking, like the psychological literature says that a child is either socialized by the age of 4 or there's like no hope for them whatsoever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
End of the story.
After that, it's going to be really, really difficult to socialize that child and allow that child to have meaningful and long-lasting relationships with other human beings, right?
That's
so
very nice.
Supposedly your parents messed up by that age.
It's a full of stuff.
It's so important for you to develop it now that you are a grown adult.
Just off the back of that, to give an example of how that development takes place, there was a really interesting case study of a child, which I think I've mentioned before. It was a feral child. It was left in the jungle, you know, like a real-life Mowgli, like Jungle Book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was raised by animals.
Yeah.
I'm saying it, which is really bad. The child couldn't speak, right? It was 7, when, I think, when they found them, and it could not speak. He could not speak. And
they
for the rest of their
speak.
Life, they could not speak, meaning that language has to be developed
exactly.
at that
by
young
a certain
age.
Yes,
and
if it's totally died out.
He could never learn a language thereafter. Yeah, subhanAllah. So look how much of it comes down to
childhood is very important. That is what we get
everything,
out of that story.
Freudian school of thought believes that everything is rooted in your childhood.
Yeah.
And you know what? To an extent, I don't disagree. Oh, I said I won't talk anymore. Please, go ahead, you guys.
No, it's okay.
Well,
yeah, that's very true.
A lot of Islam comes down to upbringing.
Psychologically
speaking. And not only upbringing,
speaking.
But even Islam goes even further back, where it talks about actually selecting the
right
spouse
during the pregnancy.
You know, there's this hadith that says that if you marry an unintelligent woman, the children will turn out to be like hyenas.
Does the text really use the term hyenas?
Well, I only read the translation, so if
it said
hyenas, you know, that's very specific.
Did it mean stupid or like actually?
Like actually, I think willfully ignorant. What it's
oh
going
my God.
And that's what's wrong with the world. Willfully ignorant.
Yeah.
So we talked about self-confidence and we learned plenty much of things. Thank you for lending us your ears and your attention. May Allah protect you.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi.
التي وما رايزك لا تعصي دايلايتك وانسكن.